The word from the administration is that an invasion is not for sure.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
President Bush has reportedly told several senators in phone conversations that he really has not yet decided on using force to change the Iraqi regime. And the administration has launched a war of nerves seeking to destabilize Saddam Hussein in advance of any invasion. Pressure is being exerted in several ways. The buildup of forces in the region is evident, and exercises are being staged in Jordan involving forces from Kuwait and Oman. In a reversal of policy, the Pentagon has released video footage of attempts to shoot down American planes in the southern no-fly zone, and thousands of leaflets have warned ground units that they will be destroyed if they shoot at American planes. They are told, in effect, they'd better disobey orders from their superior officers, an invitation to mutiny. Pressure is further exerted by seemingly casual remarks at briefings. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested exile or assassination of Saddam Hussein by his own people. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the cost of a one-way ticket or the cost of one bullet would be substantially less than the cost of a war. President Bush himself promised in his Saturday radio talk that after the ouster of Saddam Hussein, the United States would help the Iraqi people rebuild and form a just government. The administration apparently believes that a campaign of psychological warfare can stimulate action against the Iraqi dictator from within. According to the Washington Post, the consensus of senior intelligence officials is that he could be ousted by members of his inner circle in the final days or hours before a ground attack. The Washington Times says that members of the inner circle are already defecting to the opposition or making discreet peace offers in the hope of saving their own skins. No one is ready to bet that Saddam Hussein can be toppled without an invasion. But the current psychological warfare campaign at least bolsters the president's assertion that invasion is a last resort. This is Daniel Shore.